not only offering flowers or percepting into, we should try to offer ourselves in the lotus feet of any very near and dear of Krishna. By their association we can know what is that and how we can. Even the devotees like whom at highest standard, those who have given up all unearth unwanted things. Unearth, you know? Unearth, unearth. What is? What is unearth? What is unearth?
Unwanted.
Like an example? Also this, more ignorance, also not honoring Vaishnavas, no desire to go to any association, good association, doing some harm to Vaishnavas, criticizing them, offenses, all are called unearth. So even they have given up all unearth and they have developed their Krishna consciousness to some extent and transcendental sattva has come. Do you know what is transcendental sattva? What is transcendental sattva?
Faith
in Krishna.
Faith in Krishna.
What? No. That is? Desire to serve Krishna is there. No? And so much faith, a strong faith on Srimad Bhagavatam epic Gita. And so much faith in any pure devotee. That by this, I will never give up the desire to serve Krishna. This is transcendental. Worldly sadhana may second and we can give up. If there is no association, so if sadhana is there, transcendental, but not we are associating with any high class of Vaishnava, quickly it will draw. Even if you have achieved sadhu sangha, adau sadhu sangha, anatta nibritti, and then you have achieved nishtha, ruchi, asakti. Even you have achieved bhav, mood, consolation mood. But if you are not associating with high classes of Vaishnava, more than you what you are, then that saddha, ruchi you know, taste, even asakti, so much attachment to bhakti, it will go dry. Even you have achieved prem, you have given up this body, and transcendental prem has come, and you have gone to Vrindavan, still you will have to go in the association of Lalita, Vishakha, and Rukmanjari Ratmanjari. So this expression is always required. If anyone has a very little sadhā, laukiki sadhā means not transcendental, but if he is associating more than what he is, more qualified, then quickly he will advance. So you should try to let. If you have known something, you have known. and some nistha has come. Nistha means? Even if you are not associating, it will cross and you can fall down. You know, Bharat Maharaj fell down, and if any devotee was there associating with him, then what happened? Quickly he could have checked it. But there was no sadhu sangha there. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. It is not necessary that he will be only the disciple of my Guru Dev only. Anywhere, in any course, anywhere, those who are so advanced devotees, they can help. By this, or faith to Guru Dev, or faith to bhakti, harinam, chanting, everything will increase. So you should try to be sadhu sangha. And if you have a little knowledge, and you should think, you are thinking, oh, no need of sadhu sangha. It is enough, you are monarch of all. Then, where is soon you will fall down. Understand that, boy? You? What brahmachari?
What is the name?
Ramai.
He gave him one name. Who? A sakhi. Of Lalita. So, any name, but you should always try to associate. Don't think that, oh, I will be junior. No, you will be senior by that. By association, guru or any pure devotee gets so much inspiration in the heart of the devotee. I associated it not only by of my Gurudev, but all the devotees of disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. All were at that time alive in this world. I used to serve them all. So, this is the key of success of bhakti. There should be inquiry. How we can progress? Tad vidhi sevaya upadeshyanti. What is the meaning?
Sadhvidhi pranipatena parikrashnena sevaya. There are three things Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna: that if you want to know this Tad Vidhi, the Supreme Lord, and you're eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, then you must do three things. Pranipatena means sannipat, that means surrendering. You must surrender to the lotus feet of a tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means someone who actually sees. He is able to see darshan. He has taken darshan of the Supreme Absolute Truth.
Or realization.
He has realization. Anubhuti. He has realization of the Absolute Truth. So pranipatena means that first you come and you surrender.
That I don't know anything. You should be... try to be like a flute. Flute you have seen? No obstacle, no knot. Krishna can play any tune in that. So Gurudev make any tune he will like in our mind, in our heart, in our body. So be like so. And then pranipat,
so
pariprasna.
After pranipat, surrendering, huh? Then after pranipat comes pariprasna, pariprasna. This means submissive inquiry. That after you have surrendered, then you inquire from Guru, oh, what is the best thing for my life? How can I obtain my ultimate benefit? So with this very submissive mood that you know and I do not know, so I'm coming to you and I'm very submissively asking, Hare Krishna. And there must also be the third thing, which is Sevai. If one wants to receive, then one has to also give. So one must give his heart and soul, body, mind, words, everything, and perform service to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And by these three things, Sri Guru can give all of this knowledge.
If anyone is hearing so much, associating, but there is no question, no pariprasna, then what is the meaning? What is the meaning? If anyone is associating from anyone so much, but no question, then what it means? Either he is understanding everything, realizing, or he is not knowing anything. It must be that he cannot realize all these things. So he will have to some question. So if there is no question, it means he is not hearing at all. Have you heard the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvam Bhattacharya? Sarvam Bhattacharya. When Sarvam Bhattacharya wanted to teach something to a little boy like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told that I want to teach you some Vedanta, explain Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me, yes, I want to hear. And he told so many days. How many days?
7 days.
And he was totally five, only looking after what he is telling. No question, nothing. And then he become worried. Who? Sarvam. And then he told what? I am not understanding that whether you are understanding or realizing or not. Then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied?
That actually, I understand what is Vedanta. I understand correctly what is the true Vedanta, but your explanation that you are giving, it is like the cloud which is covering over the sun.
So he was not speaking anything. He was only hearing. At that time, he was the supreme learned person in whole world, and he was the preceptor of so many sannyasis, thousands of sannyasis. He has a pride, false pride, that I understand Vedanta. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, what? Oh, it is very strange thing, wonderful thing, that he is denying me all explanation, my explanation or bogus. And then there was some discussion, and he was defeated. Not only defeated, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his six two arms like Ramchandra, like doing this, and two like on float, and two Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra, and Sri Krishna. And then he fell flat on the Lord's feet, and he became changed it all moves. So you should try to read anything and try to go deep to understand, not understanding, then question. This is like one. Oh, how can we do it? Because we'll have to maintain our life. gone to very far deep. Gone. How a person came, oh, you are understanding, think, hearing. How you can become, took birth in a good family, a stricoted family. Why so many are taking birth in very poor family, without eyes, blind, some crooked, some, and they work hard so much and nothing is going on. They cannot maintain themselves. You have a very beautiful body, shape, some intelligence, and you have taken birth in a good family. I think that till 12 age or 16, you do nothing. And your father or mother are giving everything. Why? Why giving? Why they are giving to you? Are you doing something for your maintenance? Oh, it is past impression by which we have this body. Until death, everything will go up. If you are not doing anything, even we are not doing for self, nothing, and we are maintaining so many persons. How? I came here, you are not known to me, but you are paying respect, giving so many things, what I need, you want to serve me. Why? Why? You have left your father, mother, even it may be. But why you are coming to me to serve me? Oh, this is past impression. So Prahlad Maharaj has told tat prayaso no kartavya yat ayubhaya param. This birth is only for realizing who am I? Who is Krishna? Only to this, to practice bhakti yoga. And other things will be maintained off easily. If you are doing anything or not. But even we should do, try to maintain ourselves, no harm. But don't give our whole time, whole energy only in maintenance. And to solving problems, this will do nothing. So maintenance is essential only to do bhajan, otherwise not. And you will see that what you are doing so much with labor, and it will be easily, quickly it will be done. So you should have a faith, very faith in bhakti, in chanting name, remember, and in association. Yes.
So I was just listening to you, and he is requesting you to explain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did one thing, one action, and in that action he would teach something to five different persons.
It means he is Sarva Shakti Man. No? He has so much affluence. No? He took, he came in the form of, Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who have achieved the prem, to them, to give them rag, anurag, bhav and mahabhav. Those he has achieved the only mood, bhav. Oh, to give them prem. Those who are pure devotees, practicing samadhan kirtan vishnu smaran. To give them bhav. And those who are so junior, in primary stage, to give them nishtha. And those are more lower, to make them sukriti. How? he went to south. Some they saw, he gave prem to them. Those who were some pure. Those who were not so pure, he engaged them chanting them. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So for them, he engaged them and gave them some taste in Harinam chanting. And in some strikers and bears, what he did? Nothing. Only he saw towards them with his eyes or sprinkled some water. A sprinkle of his mercy, and they became pure. By Ramananda, what he gave? So much high thing. To Sanatana Goswami, he gave Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative Bhakti. To Rupa Goswami, what? Raganuga means spontaneous Bhakti. So, with one birth he gave so many, to so many. When he was in Puri and when was the court cast vessel, Rath Jatra, he was dancing. And to the various stages of devotees, he gave various things to them. So in one activity, he can do so many things. So many. He was dancing in one place. Only who was singing? Maharaj Pratap Rudra was singing. And Sarup Damodara was there, he was singing. And he was saying that he is here, he is in the next party, Kirtan party, and he is there in next party, in there. And at that time, Maharaj Pratap Rudra wanted to see his dance very nearer, and Srivas Pandit was doing something, seeing and making disturbance for the king. And his commander-in-chief came and he tried to remove two, three times, and then he gave a slap to that commander-in-chief. And who was he? He was a beggar of Navadvip. And he began to take him and to give punish, but Pratap was to, oh, be silent. Hear this shiksha. Mahaprabhu was dancing, but so many things were going on here. Nityananda Prabhu, he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began to fall down and to... Nityananda Mahaprabhu, he wanted to touch, but he could not touch. Why? Who thought this? Who realized? Only high class of devotee, not all. Ramananda, Raya Ramananda, Samutana, and Rupa Goswami, oh, they thought, oh. Nityananda Prabhu, elder brother, he wants to save him, that he should not fall down on the earth. But he cannot touch, because now he is in the mood of Radhika. Who was realizing this fact? There was anyone there? Only some, very few devotees. With one job, one activity, he can do so many activities in various platforms, for whom they are situated in various platforms of bhakti. He left Vishnupriya. He left his mother, and then he left Arnavdipvasi. Why? By this one thing, and where he went to devotees for one thing. So there are so many things. Gaur Pramanande. We will meet in evening again. If any question, any doubt, you can.
I was speaking with
Yes. And he had a question about first initiation, Harinam. And he was wondering that what is the qualification for someone if they want to have first initiation?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to have this Harinam initiation, what is the qualification?
Pattern is that by this initiation, by chanting name, by doing bhakti, by a gurudev, very easy, I will cross the endless sufferings, birth and death, oldness and all kinds of suffering, very easily, and I may be happy by this. Secondly, I may have so much high class of bhakti very soon, and he will give relation, so that with relation we can advance very soon. You are married? Where is your wife? She is your wife?
Yes.
And where are your children? If she has some disease and doctors are telling that for his chikitsa,
treatment,
will have to be so many, $10,000. Can you pay $10,000 for his treatment? I know that you will surely
try
to get it. If you have no some money to for heart treatment, no?
Yes.
You can sell your property for her, no? For your children. But if they have no relation and there are so many suffering persons, diseased persons, can you give them $10,000 or even $100? Very. Why? This is due to relation. So if you are chanting, remembering and doing by hearing from here and there, but there is no relation, then your chanting and remembering only give something relief, that your suffering may go away. You can be wealthy only by just. But Krishna prema will not come without relation. And the relation comes from qualified any devotee or guru. Because he has some relation with Krishna. And that relation he will give to you. Otherwise you will have it. Then Krishna will have some mercy to you. Oh, now he has become mine. So this mine comes from a bona fide guru. He can be. Otherwise by reading, by hearing from here, your Hare Krishna we should chant, or we are chanting 10th and 16th and, but there is no relation. And that is why Krishna will not merciful. Krishna tells himself, those who are my bhakta, they are not my bhakta. Those who are my bhakta bhakta, those who have very strongly given to my devotee, oh, for them I can be happy. So this initiation is essential. Without it, like if there is no marriage system, nothing, and you have like a girlfriend and girlfriend, boy girl.
Boyfriend.
And after some time, you can give up. Change. But if it has been accepted by and given by any priest, father and mother, and by local person, that is it. You can otherwise he can shoot a file case and he will have to pay. So relation is this, but it will come from a very high class of devotee, and so initiation is so essential. Otherwise you will not see that Krishna is connected to me, and Krishna will never care for me. One thing more, you know, paddy or dhan ke ki bole?
Paddy.
Huh? Without rice, there is a paddy. Some paddies are dry, that very light.
No.
So it lacks and lacks mand of that
husk
are there. Not a single rice will come. No? So in this way, if you are chanting and remembering name lakhs and lakhs times, like Haridas Thakur even, but no relation to Krishna, these are husky pads. No? They will give some, like you can burn it for your heat. Only this will do. But they will give some rice, and that by you, that rice, you can maintain your life. So by this connection, Guru gives this solid name, transcendental name, otherwise no transcendental, worldly name. So initiation is so essential.
Who is this brahmachari? Very beautiful brahmachari.
Oh, yeah. He's the son of this guru.
What?
What is your name?
Hi. Amal Krishna.
Amal Krishna.
I gave him the name Krishna Chaitanya.
He plays very good Madhanga also. He can play.
Oh, in evening he can play.
Yeah.
He is a real guru. That like he is.